What's up? How y'all doing? Welcome to What You Said podcast. My name is Miss Tavy. Today will be a solo one, right? And my topic of the day is to talk about, like, what's it like to be in love? And it's a broad question because a lot of people claim to have experienced it. Some people say they don't want to experience it. And I think people are confused by what it means. So I ask people, what does being in love feel like? And the only reason why I ask that is because I thought that I was in love, but when you start going back and look and reviewing your life, you're like, maybe I wasn't in love. Like, maybe I was just lusting, or maybe I was infatuated, because being infatuated can almost feel like you're in love, right? So I look up the definition. And on here, it says that in a state of strong emotional attachment and usually sexual attraction. Now, if that's the definition, then everybody has been in love before. But I don't see that as being my definition of being in love. And maybe my definition is different from yours. So if you do watch this and you would like to respond, please leave a comment at the bottom. To tell me your definition of what it feels like to be in love. To me, I imagine that being in love is someone who's always thinking about you, always putting you first, always being considerate of your thoughts and your feelings, someone you're willing to compromise for. Like, you wake up thinking about this person, how to make this person smile. Or how you know, at the end of the night, you pray for this person. You know, you're always going out of your way to try to make sure that you make this person happy. That's my definition of being in love. I think I might have tried to create that atmosphere before in my previous relationships. And what I mean by that is, when I was married, of course, I had no example of how to be a wife. That's number one. And I don't know too many people that do, but the people that do, it's because they have family members that are married. But I didn't have an example of what it was like to be a wife. So when I was married, I did try to make sure that he felt loved, that he felt appreciated. And again, I was not the perfect wife. By far, I was not the perfect wife. But I do believe I tried to make sure I did what I could to make him happy. Whether that was in the bedroom, outside the bedroom, I always tried to have his back. I was, you know, trying to make sure I lift his goals up, try to help him accomplish his goals. There was quite a few things that I thought, you know, I was doing to show him that I was in love with him. Now that I'm older and I look back over that relationship and it plays in my head, I realize I wasn't in love with him like I thought I was. I might have been like, I wanted stability, right? If you go back and listen to one of my previous episodes, I talked about how I craved to be in a stable relationship and to be somewhere stable with someone raising my two kids. Might have been a fucked up mentality to have back then, but I just wanted some stability. I thought the safest thing to do was to get married. Don't make that mistake. But it was crazy. I shouldn't have got married because I wasn't in love. I was looking for stability, right? So I can't really say that I was in love with my ex-husband, who I don't claim as my husband, ex-husband anymore, but the person that I married. Because if he's smart enough, he wouldn't claim me. But I wasn't in love with him. I was looking for stability, thinking that if I found a man I could settle down with, and things would be okay. So that's the only reason why I stuck beside it as long as I did. He wasn't in love with me either. He was still in love with his ex. So, you know, whatever. Anyways, that's on one of my previous episodes too. and then the last relationship that I was in, I wouldn't say I was in love with him either. I might have thought I was. I could see that I was like head over heels. You could almost say that. You could almost say that. I guess you could say she might have been in love. If you were on the outside looking in, you probably could have said that I was in love with him. I honestly don't think that I was in love with him. When I look back over it now, no. I don't think I was in love with him. I was infatuated with him. I was infatuated with him, and I was looking for someone to partner with to get out of a homeless situation. And he was like a different cup of tea, right? And it was kind of different. And I kind of wanted something different. Because again, I had dated a church boy, I dated a drug dealer. I dated the nerd. I will happily go back to a nerd. And that's what he was, kind of like a nerd, but he was like thuggish with the nerd, but then he was corny. So anyways, not trying to downplay him, because I wouldn't do him like that. But I wasn't really in love with him either. And that's just being honest. I don't think that I was in love with him either. I think it was infatuation. Real talk. So, like, I wasn't in love with him. I was infatuated with him. And I just wanted someone to get out of a homeless situation. I was homeless. But he was, as long as he was with me, though, I did show him that I appreciated him. I showed him that I was in love with him. Well, I really wasn't in love with him. I showed him that I liked him a lot and that I appreciated him. I showed him that, I just tried my best to show him. I could have almost been in love with him. You could have kind of denying it, but I'm not really denying it, because I was head over heels for him. I was, but I don't think that I was in love with him. And the only reason why I did love him, though, and that's another thing. That's the difference. There's a big difference. Between loving someone and being in love with someone, because when you're in love with someone, like, you're going to do whatever for them. You can love somebody and walk away from them. I loved him enough to walk away from him when things started getting toxic. Yeah. Because he was still in love with his baby moms of 16, 17 plus years. So, but my point of the topic was, a lot of people misuse the word love. And then a lot of people think that loving someone and being in love with someone is the same thing. And I would have to disagree. Because you can love somebody and that be like platonic, right? I love you. You love me. All right. But then being in love with someone means that they warm your heart when you see their face. Like, you're always thinking about them. You're always picturing them. You're always imagining what the future would be like with them. Like, that's what I feel like. And like I said, I could be wrong because I've never experienced it. That's why I ask other people, what does it feel like to be in love? How does that make you feel? I would like to experience that, but I'm like almost 40. It may come, it may not come. I'm not jealous of anybody who has experienced it. I just would like to know. You see a lot of people on TikTok and social media, and they're always smiling and they're always happy. And to put a quick pin in that, just because you're in love with someone doesn't mean that y'all are going, every day is going to be a great day. Because some days you're going to have some bad days. Some days you're not going to like that person, and that person is not going to like you. You got to be a human to understand that. You know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't going, every day he not going to like you. Every day she not going to like you. But at the end of the day, y'all are in love with each other enough to fight through it and compromise, you know, to a certain extent, because you don't want to be disrespected or anything, but you know, you're in love with this person, so you're going to stick through it. Oh, I don't like how she acting today, but I love this person and I'm in love with her. So I'm going to stick through because I know her. I see her. She's just not being her today, or him. I don't like how he's being today, but I love him. I'm in love with him. So I'm going to see this through. Does that make sense? Or does it sound crazy? Because that's what I picture in my mind. When if I'm in love with somebody and he yell at me because he had a bad day, oh, I'm not going to fall out of love with him. Right? He's just having a bad day. But we're going to have a conversation because you're not going to yell at me again. I don't like when you yell at me. I understand you're having a bad day. That's what being in love is with someone. You're in love with this person and you're like, no, I'm going to stick through it. I'm going to see this shit through. Like I said, I could be wrong, but that's just what I picture in my mind. And that's not something you get from watching movies. That's not something you get from watching TV shows. Although those can influence someone's ability to understand it. That makes sense. A lot of these movies and TV shows, they will have you wanting to be in love with somebody, in commitment, intimacy, compromise. A lot of people don't like to compromise. Accountability. Be accountable for your actions towards your person that you're with. No, I'm not a love coach. I'm a hopeless romantic. I'm not a love coach. I'm just a hopeless romantic. And the reason why I say I'm a hopeless romantic is because I hope to be in love. I hope to be in a committed relationship with someone where I think of them, they think of me. We are intimate with each other. We share a bond with each other. And I've had an inkling of that. But to be with someone and to know that their heart is with someone else. And if you've ever been in that type of relationship, then you know and you understand. I have been in a relationship with my ex who heart was with someone else. Now, he didn't treat me bad. He didn't treat me bad at all. He might have been manipulative, as he said. But he never treated me bad. So I would never put that on him. But I knew that he wasn't totally and fully in love with me. I knew that. And then not to take it out of context, but when you're in love with someone, there's passion behind that. That intimacy, right? I mean, you go over and beyond for the person that you're with. But I think that people misuse that a lot. And I think the reason why people misuse love and being in love is because of the sexual attraction or the sexual feeling. And I will tell you what. I might have been young when I understood this. When my first child's donor, was out here splipping and splashing and everybody, that's when I knew that he wasn't in love with me. that it was I don't know how you, because when you're in love with somebody, you don't think about other people. You don't see how you can get with this person. I don't see that. I don't see it. I could be wrong, but I don't see. But when I realized that, like, my baby father was going out and smashing other chicks, and this one random chick that he kept smashing, I was like, oh, they got some type of little click. They connected now. He ain't in love with me, because if he was in love with me, he wouldn't be over there. I was young, and that train of thought probably fucked me up a lot. That train of thought fucked me up a lot, because I'm like, if you can go smash Sarah, Lisa, and Keisha, you can't be in love with me. And then when I was in a committed relationship, and, you know, we had took these vows, we had a wedding, I figured, okay, there's no possible way he's going to cheat on me because we're married. I really thought that was going to change it, and it did not change it at all. That didn't change the fact at all. So my experiences have ruined what I think being in love is, because if you're in love with me, you wouldn't cheat on me. That's just, if you are in love with someone, how can you cheat on them? It don't make sense to me. I don't understand it. So when I got cheated on, I was like, this man is not in love with me. When I got cheated on, I said, this dude is not, he's not me. He's not for me. He does not love me. And that stuck with me for forever. And I'm like, and then that goes to my other point I was making. Sorry. The fact that you can go out and cheat on someone and have, you know, sex with someone else, that means you don't love that person that you're with. You're not in love with that person. Because being in love, the whole thing has been messed up. And I really wish that we can get back to being in love and feeling like you're in love, the passion behind it, the compassion behind it, the commitment, the intimacy, the bond, the growing, the learning each other. I'm gonna tell y'all something. I thought that I could have possibly, you know, had a relationship this year. But I don't think it's gonna happen. Here's why. Because people aren't taking the time to get to know someone. They don't want to take the time to learn a person. If you are wanting to be with someone, you're going to learn that person. And you will hope that that person is going to learn you, because you're really interested in each other, right? So if you know a person doesn't like something, or you know a person is a certain way, that's where it says, okay, do I really like this person? Do I really want to be with this person? Then I'm going to compromise and try to see it that way. See it from their perspective. Or see how I can make sure that thing that they don't like never happens again around me. That little relationship that I thought that I was might could have had this year went in 2 weeks. The person that I was trying to get to know, he switched up on me in like 2 days. After 2 weeks of talking and trying to get to know each other. 2 days. He switched up on me. And I'm not even upset about it. It's kind of like, I'm used to it at this point. Anyways, back to the topic. We spend so much time getting in between each other's legs that we don't even take the time to learn somebody and get to know them because it's all just a quick score. It's just fucking endless cycle of soul ties, exchanging energy with somebody, and you don't know if you exchange the energy with a killer. And nobody wants to be in love anymore because motherfuckers are trifling. We are ending up with the wrong people that's not even our people. You're a giver and you end up with a taker. And now you're exhausted. Literally exhausted. I've been there. I'm a giver. And I always seem to end up with takers. That all they do is take, 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 take. They don't give nothing back. And then when I'm emotionally drained or I'm physically tired because of all the energy that I've exchanged or given to you, and then I'm crazy because I'm flipping the fuck out because I'm tired. If I pour what I have into me, into you, and you don't pour anything back into me, what the hell do you think is going to happen? So we're tired and people aren't trying to learn one another so that we can be in love and be happy and be peaceful. They make it seem like being in love is so bad. Being in love is stupid. It's for simps. That's a stupid word, by the way. Simp. Just let it go. Let it the fuck go. But no. I've always wanted to know what it was like to be in love. You see it, you hear it. But if you've never experienced, how do you know? And I'm being honest because, like I said in the beginning, I thought that the two relationships that I had, and I've been in more than two relationships. I thought I was in love with my first girlfriend. I was like 15. 14, 15, somewhere up in there. I thought I was in love with my first girlfriend. But that might have just been an experience or experiment, as they say. That was just an experiment. And I was hurt when she left to go to basic training because she was going to join the military. But then I got over it because she cheated on me. So, she was not in a committed relationship with me. She was doing things with other folks. That shit was wild to me. So it's been, that shit has been going on for years. It's probably I'm the issue. I know. Y'all have to tell me. I want to love and I want to be loved. And the people that I connect to don't want love and they don't want to be loved or they don't love themselves. Crazy, right? But no, I really hope that somebody gets back to me about this and tell me what is it like to be in love. Because at this big age that I'm at, I don't even think I'm going to be able to experience. And I would hate to say it like that because I want to experience it so bad. But I don't want to experience being in love to the point that once it's over, if it's over, I'm fucked up, emotionally scarred, or damaged. Or distraught it to the point where I can't go on. You know what I'm saying? I want that shit that's probably not even here anymore, that forever in love with this person. You get on my nerves, but I love you. I'm in love with you. But I can't stand that you snore so fucking loud. But you're just so, you know what I'm saying? That type shit. It's very few out here like that. And if you are in love with someone, hold on to that. For real, cherish it, hold on to it. Because it's a beautiful thing to be with someone that you can see yourself with for the rest of your life. Do y'all believe in soulmates? Do you have one? Have you met your soulmate? Do you think that if you've been in love once before, that it's possible you can end up in love again? These are questions that I ask. And since I don't have a guest today, I'm asking y'all as my audience, and I hope someone gets back in, you know, touch with me on that. Anyways, I just wanted to come talk about a little topic real quick. Wasn't nothing major. Talk about my experience and why I thought that I was in love. I know that there's a couple of relationships I was just in to try to survive. So I never had the option to experience being in love with them. I don't know if any of them were in love with me. I'm going to be honest with you. Because they might have said, I love you, but I don't think they ever said I was in love with you. And like I said, that's two different things. So. But thank y'all for joining in, tuning in to this one. This was a short one. I just wanted to bring up a topic because I've always been curious about it. And I've just always wondered if someone else could tell me what that shit feels like. If you are listening and you decide to respond, I will greatly appreciate it. Thank you. And thank y'all for joining in, tuning in. Go back and check out my previous episodes. There's a lot of good stuff on these other episodes. Deuces.